The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:39 on WRHI AM 1340. FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. Another beautiful morning in Rock Hill, South Carolina. The sun's shining, the birds are singing, and we woke up above ground this morning.
Yep.
Now, Mr. Rector is at the Outer Banks on vacation. He says he hadn't had one in a year, and I don't believe it. But anyway, that's where he says he might call in, but he's told me that before. But I have two very special guests this morning, my lovely bride Rhonda and Miss Lauren Mobley with Wild Birds Unlimited. She's been on here so long now that she came with the building.
Almost. Good morning.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And we're also on Facebook Live, and both of them, Matt, or just one of them?
No, all of it.
We're on everything. We're on WRHI.com and on the Gardener's Bench. We got our old Facebook page.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
For 7 years, I didn't know that. But anyway, it is a pretty day out there right now.
It's beautiful. It's supposed to get
David
hot.
David goes on and on. And talk about a chance of rain tomorrow this morning. I had not heard that all week until this morning.
I saw it because I'm flying out tomorrow, so I was checking the weather.
That's right. You're going to the big city.
The big city. Yeah, Indianapolis.
Indianapolis is a big city compared to Rock Hill.
Well, yes, compared to Rock Hill.
I don't know. With the election, I was glad to find out there's 300,000 people in York County now. When we got here, there were 70.
Wow. That's a good number.
So it's grown a little bit.
Yep. Leaps and bounds.
Okay, we're not going to talk about just birds. We're going to talk about life in general. I mean, you two won't be as hard to keep on the narrow path as David is.
You know it's going to turn into the Rhonda and Lauren show, right?
I'm expecting that. I'm totally expecting that.
I think people like that, too.
That's what I heard.
We do.
He does, and yeah, Stephen does, and Matt Manning does. So that's all that matters.
That's what attracts the viewers and the listeners.
I guess. I don't know what attracts us anyway. But anyway, we had a fairly warm week. I don't know if that affected bird business or not, but it was kind of...
No, the warmth, no. Just make sure that you're changing out your hummingbird nectar and giving them fresh water.
That's right.
Where are the hummingbirds?
Ah, the big question. I have not seen any official reports of any sort that say that there's a difference in the hummingbirds this year. I know you said you haven't seen one at all, which is definitely less than normal.
Exactly.
I've got regular happening at my feeder. I have had other customers saying that they don't have the normal hummingbird activity. We usually get where are the hummingbirds at the beginning of the season, but I think there may be something going on right here in our area that's not widespread, just because I am hearing it more often. Just make sure your hummingbird nectar is staying clean or staying fresh. And you know, if you're tired of doing fresh nectar and not seeing anybody, take your feeder down for a little while and try again in a few weeks. But the hummingbirds are definitely here. Of course, they aren't in the mass quantities that we have at the end of the season. Remember, mamas are, they're probably sitting on eggs now. They may have young, but nobody's fledged yet. It's really early in the season. And of course, our northern migrants have come and gone. They're further north. At the end of the season, we've got all the new babies have fledged and our northern migrants are coming back through. And that's when we really have a population boom. So a lot of people remember all the craziness at their feeders at the end of the season because they also finished nesting. So they aren't as territorial. So you are going to see more hummingbirds in mass at the end of the season. So usually when I'm hearing where are my hummingbirds, it's because people are remembering who they had in September and October. And we just don't have that in May and June. But I think there may be a little something. I have done some research and haven't seen anything written up or official, though.
Well, the last time we spoke, you said something about a map that you could watch with the hummingbirds and see what the status of it. Excuse me. Got a frog.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, I didn't know if that may have some concept on
the map actually showed the first hummingbird in our area around regular time. So that it was, if you Google hummingbird map, or hummingbird migration map, it'll show you there are multiples to look at. And it'll show the first sighting of a hummingbird in the area. People can report when they see them. And so it notes first sighting, so you can see as they move north. But it doesn't really show population density or anything like that.
Okay. Because I know last year I had 3 or 4 of them around my feeder. And like we said earlier, that a couple of them will be fighting, a couple of them will be eating. But like sure. I said, you know, I've only put just a small amount in it because I didn't want it to really go bad.
You're
or
changing it frequently and not seeing anybody. There's no point in
so take it down for a couple days and, you know, see what happens and clean it up real good.
Clean it up really well and set it back out again.
Okay, I'll try that.
And remember, when you're doing small batches in your feeder, you can go ahead and make a larger batch and keep extra in your refrigerator just so that you're not having to, you know, make a quarter cup every 3 days.
And she won't fill her feeders up because it'll go bad.
Right.
But eating it all in 2 days.
Well, on the seed feeders, absolutely. Yeah. If they're eating it all in a couple of days, that you can definitely go ahead and fill, especially if you aren't battling squirrels emptying it out or something like that.
Like I told you before we got on air, I've seen one squirrel, when I walk out on the deck, he'll run for the woods. But I've never seen him on the feeder.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. And it's the same one every time because I recognize the color.
Yep.
Okay. That was a good first segment. And there's the music. And we'll be right back to the garden.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Miranda, you look so fine. And I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help Miranda, help me get her out of my heart.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. And Rhonda got her pick me up this morning, so we're good to go. Thank you, Matt. Anyway, the cicadas were here a while, and the noise was driving me nuts. We saw 2 on the front porch.
Yeah.
And I had one on my shoulder in here one Saturday. Yep.
Oh, that's right. That was the Saturday I was here, and we were talking about them.
That's the 3 I saw this year. But I found out a little bit about them, but they primarily go after insects.
Who? This?
Who?
Cicadas.
They don't eat. I think they're vegetation eaters.
That's what I thought, but the one I read just a week ago. So that,
really?
After spiders.
They roughage.
They
roughage.
That's the problem is everywhere I've gone, and Paul Thompson, you remember Paul?
I know Paul, absolutely.
Okay, Paul actually retired last Friday.
Yep.
I called him on Thursday, and he's building a house in Charlotte and going to move to Charlotte.
No good for him.
His daughter and her husband and baby are moving to Charlotte, and his wife's going to be the full-time babysitter.
Okay.
But they're still going to stay connected to Fort Mill. And
good.
Okay.
Good.
Well, tell us, how the cicadas affected your business?
Oh, my gosh. Back last when we talked and the cicadas were just coming out, I had no idea. So, of course, this past season was a big eruption that only happens about every 80 years or so. And our food sales were so down in the month of May. It was unbelievable. Of course, it was Mother's Day. We still had gift sales. We still had housing sales because actually the cicadas give a baby boom. There's so much food that's plentiful that the birds actually may have another clutch or may have extra eggs in their regular number of clutches just because the food was so plentiful. So we're seeing an uptick in food sales now because those babies have all hatched and the cicadas are gone. But the cicadas really cut into our food sales in May, which I knew they'd probably affected some, but I was shocked at how much our food sales were down.
I was afraid that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, the last time we were together on the show, we were talking about the cicadas, and I was telling you that we had no birds in our yard because I was like, where are they at? And that's when I found out that they were eating the cicadas. So, you know, I was like, okay, well, they needed the protein, you know, but now they're back and they're being a little greedy, but because if the bird feeder's out, they go to the suet, you know, so we got them covered.
And you've probably got more babies this year than you usually do. And so they are going to be hungrier and eating more faster.
Well, she's got them trained. If they run out of food, they line up on the deck and look through the window.
Yep.
They don't go anywhere. They just move over to the deck rails, sit there, and watch through the window until she comes out.
Mama Bluebird does that for us. She's sitting on, she's got five babies right now. They'll probably fledge next week. And they are, darling, this is her second clutch.
I don't have a Bluebird house.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you do. It's up above the shop, but it ain't been used in years.
Yeah. Well, I need to bring it down then.
In fact, I think it finally fell apart last year.
Oh, might need a new one then.
Yep.
My dad was big into birds.
Yeah.
We still got a bunch of, I don't know what's in them, but the gourds you cut a hole in them and put them up on front. It's been there for 40 years.
And they've never been cleaned out?
No.
So it's just a bunch of old nasty nests up in there.
Two of them fell down. The third one's still there.
But yeah.
I don't know where you get gourds now.
You can get, well,
they used to grow them.
There are multiple companies that make gourd-shaped houses, and they are made out of plastic at this point.
Well, what gets in them?
Purple martins.
Martins.
Yep, those are for purple martins. Of course, your house sparrows may nest in there also, or some of your swallows. But purple martins are usually what people are going for with those.
A few years ago, I guess it's a den door, by the light fixture on the fireplace, we had the dove building this.
Oh, yeah.
And she came back 2 or 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
She finally tore the nest down.
But the birds were not in there, and there were no eggs in there. So,
right. If it's off season and the nest is not active, that is fine.
I watch for my birds now.
Yeah. The problem is coming in the door, the bird would jump on.
Well, something to watch out for. Don't use that door.
We didn't.
Especially when there were eggs in there.
Yeah.
They were very protective.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, you could tell. Because even when we had the blueberry bushes and I was up picking blueberries, there was a nest in one of the blueberry bushes.
Oh, yeah.
And there was eggs in there. I didn't know that.
Right.
And that bird was flying this close to my head.
She's telling you that nest is right
and
there.
I'm like, Because I came back and told her, I said, that bird was trying to attack me.
Yes, you were endangering
you were
your
messing
babies.
With the birds.
I was like, wait a minute. I'm not. I was just picking blueberries. I was not bothering your nest.
Oh. You sure?
We got music already.
Yep. That was a quick 7 minutes. Okay, we'll be right back. The garden is finished.
Your home is the best defense against dust and viruses. This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
You're constantly cleaning your home, right? Well, it also makes good sense to clean your heating and air systems at least twice a year. For only $99, our trained technicians will clean and service your unit and make sure it's running efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Okay, we're really rocking now.
Huh? Beach music.
You ain't jumped up and started already. Shagging yet.
I don't have a partner.
That's right. I don't shag. So.
He don't dance organized.
He does dance unorganized.
Unorganized dancer.
Unorganized is more like
I have been known to. Not in the last year or two, but I have been.
Yeah.
I do good to walk right now, but yeah. Anyway. But I didn't have a stroke.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Oh.
They told us Thursday.
Okay.
Said that I had 3 MRIs in, what, 6 weeks?
Something like that.
And they said
there was no stroke.
There was some damage in my neck, but they're still debating that, whether they're going to do surgery on it or not. But the stroke thing did not happen.
Okay, good. Good news. So,
yeah, it took forever for them to tell me.
Well, they got to be sure in order to tell you something like that.
I think they're just afraid to tell you anything.
Possibly.
Malpractice.
I've only got 8 doctors now.
Yeah.
That's what I do is go to doctors. Anyway.
Well, how do I keep my woodpeckers coming back?
Your woodpeckers? Oh, my goodness. Keep that suet going. We've got a lot of people who only do suet in the winter. But we've got a no-melt suet in the stores to last us through the summers. And as you said, and I know from personal experience, the woodpeckers, a lot of the birds love suet, but the woodpeckers especially, anything suet or keeping nuts in your feeders, that kind of thing. If you do cylinders, making sure you get a cylinder with nuts in it, that's going to be the best way for the woodpeckers to
well, the one
around.
I have has the hot pepper in it.
Okay.
And I have like 3 regular woodpeckers that they get on like all the sides of it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, and I watch the one with the little red spot on his head. And,
that's the boy.
And then sometimes they'll go over to the feeder because there's like the nuts all up in the feeder. And it's just It's just amazing to sit there and drink your coffee in the morning and watch the birds.
Oh, my gosh. Woodpeckers are so much fun. I've got pair of red bellies, who are the bigger ones that come to the feeders, and have the red mohawk. If it's got the gray on the very top of the head and red on the back of the head, that's the female. But the full red mohawk is the male. I've got a pair of those, and last year they brought babies with them at the end of the season. So I'm hoping
I haven't had one of those yet.
I'm hoping they'll bring babies again. And I've got a pair of downies also, which are the smaller ones, which I think is what you have. Mm-hmm. The male on them has a little bit of red on the back of the head, and the female is all black and white, no red at all.
Well, these are real small. I mean, they're like black and white, you know, a little gray tin or something around them, but
those are the downy woodpeckers.
They're precious.
They're
a lot of fun.
There's some big ones out there, but they're in the woods primarily. Yeah.
Well, and we do have red-headed woodpeckers, which are the ones that are red from the neck up.
Right, we got those.
And pileated. We do have some pileated or pileated, multiple pronunciations, and none of them are incorrect. but the woody woodpecker woodpeckers we've got also.
We, to the right of our driveway, my uncle's got, about 50 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And he cut timber on it 5-6 years ago. Well, we have 30 acres behind our houses we cut at the same time.
Okay.
There's some funky laws in South Carolina. You can't cut with it. So many feet of the property line, so many feet from a creek or not even a creek, just a depression.
All right.
Well, because they leave those for the wildlife, that's what they told me. Some of them get beat up and don't last too long.
Right.
Bigger trees. Well, the woodpeckers love those things.
Oh, absolutely.
Get insects out of them.
Yeah, a dead tree is a wonderful habitat for woodpeckers. That soft wood, as it decays, is perfect for building nests, for digging out holes. And the insects.
50 dead trees.
Absolutely, yeah. I always say, you know, of course, if it is endangering your house or your shed or something else, take it down. But if it's not endangering anything, it's called a snag. So leave the snag up because it is great habitat for especially the woodpeckers. Your cavity nesters, your insect eaters are all going to benefit from that.
Well, the great thing about it, you can sit on the deck at night and have a raisin cane picking on them things.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it actually sounds good.
Yeah. Well, they've gotten on the Japanese maple, too. They'll leave the feeder sometime and get on our Japanese maple outside the deck.
Okay.
It's a huge one. And you can see them just pecking away at that.
Now,
on
I run
the
them off when they do.
Well, that's a very expensive tree.
Yes. So,
the Japanese maple's worth a whole lot more than they are.
Well, you can run them off. Yeah, absolutely. They're probably going after insects. I know you don't.
But it's funny, though, when I'm standing there in the kitchen watching them from the window, and I'll go out on the deck, and as soon as I open that storm door, they just fly away like I'm out to get them or something. They won't stay and let me, you know, come.
Well, they are prey birds.
I've had a few of them let me talk to them.
Well, I mean, it's like if they're on the feeder or in the trees, as soon as I open the door, it's like they flock away.
Yep.
What do you do to them?
I didn't do it. I'm the one that feeds them.
She has eyeballs on the front of her head, which means she's a predator.
I'm the one that feeds the birds, okay?
Yep.
That's your job.
And they are grateful.
They are grateful. They are.
They don't go far.
No.
They're getting out of the way so that you can come and fill the feeders without them interfering.
That's probably. Because I have to go out there and check it and make sure, you know, or shake it to where it comes down a little closer. You know.
Yep. And actually, that's a great reminder in the heat that we're having. And if we get rain, if there's a lot of humidity, go out and shake your feeders. Make sure that seed isn't getting clumped and stuck with all of that moisture. If you see anything clumping or sticking, go ahead and take the feeder down, empty it out and clean it. Let it dry completely before you put it back up. But that's, some maintenance to definitely do when we're hot and humid or having storms.
That's
I can't take mine down. I have to go out there with the cloth and the water because it's on a rod. And, but I take it out there and clean it and wipe it out.
Absolutely.
So. My dad had those, and he was very picky about his feeders.
Yep.
Yeah. I thought y'all bought the for him for Father's Day or something.
We did.
Okay.
Okay. We're rocking and rolling one more time. We'll be right back. My love is making music with my go.
And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Make sure the air system in your home or business is free of dust, pollen, mold, and bacteria. This is Benny Etter. There has never been a better time to schedule complete cleaning and checkup. And if your heating and air system is over 10 years old, we can save you up to 40% on your energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for three decades.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, Matthew, thank you very much. And we're here for the final segment of the Gardener's Bench. So anything you'd like to add, ladies?
I'm good. I think I got all my questions answered and all that good stuff. So
okay. Just come in and visit the stores. We've got sizzling summer savings going on right now. We're highlighting something different each
you
week.
You sounded like a big company now.
I know. So kicking off today with our greeting cards. We've got Pumpernickel Press greeting cards, which are absolutely gorgeous. But we are doing buy three, get one free on all of our cards and stationery. That starts today and goes through Friday. On Saturday, it will be another special, and we're posting that on Facebook because I always promise everybody I'm not going to inundate them with emails. We are not sending emails about these. It is being posted on Facebook. So
I like my emails.
I know, but you already get like three or four of them from us, or maybe more. So we're doing this one on Facebook. Come find us on
You'll
Facebook.
Get it on Facebook.
Well, I know, but you know, I get the
she
reminder.
Lives on Facebook.
Well, no, I do not.
You do too.
Anyway, like the emails because it gives me the reminders of what's on special and you know.
Okay. Okay, and you're open today?
We are open today.
Five or six?
Till five. Five. Open till five. Rock Hill at India Hook and Selenese in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center in Indian Land on 521 across the street from Harris Teeter there. And same shopping center as Petco and whatever else is over there.
Well, thank you, ladies. It's been a wonderful transition.
We have thoroughly enjoyed it.
We have.
Without Mr. Rector, and we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.